Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
I was part of a conversation this weekend, and I need to get your take, Burt, on how you would react to this. If this situation happened with you and Stacey.
I can tell you already.
Yeah.
Flee.
Okay.
Just apologize.
I don't even know what the situation is.
Say, I'm sorry.
If it comes from fight or flip, flush flee.
And this happened.
run away.
I'm going to use you and Stacey as the example in this because I want to hear your response on how you would handle it. But this is a true story. This really happened to someone. And we'll get a ton of phone calls because I'm sure it's happened more than, you know, once in the world. But imagine you and Stacey are out one night in an event or a party or something like that. You're hanging out and all is good. And Stacey loves to dance. So she gets up and she dances with a guy who's not you.
I'm totally cool with that, by the way. I'm totally happy about that because I hate dancing.
Right. And during the course of the dance, it becomes very obvious that the guy is excited.
Aww. This is a slow dance or is this just the two of them just
bumping and grinding?
I didn't ask.
Because that would change things. Well, first of all, she shouldn't be slow dancing with somebody else anyway.
Right, but even if you know they're close or whatever, there's a situation where the guy becomes physically happy to be there with your wife.
Now, is Stacey backing it up, like backing that ass up into him and stuff?
I would imagine so, just knowing Stacey.
I wish the camera had been in.
Can we just say the back?
Because Burr was giving, he was as if we didn't know what that meant.
Just back that ass up to the headphone jack. Next time at Bitterball, since that's our next big party, will you please dance with me at Bitterball? And I want you to do that
move.
I'm
just trying to get all the facts straight.
Jen's like, shut the hell up.
So that happens, right?
Okay.
And Stacey comes back and reports to you that just happened.
Okay.
Are you annoyed at the guy?
Mm-hmm.
Are you annoyed at Stacey, like she should have left earlier? Or do you just laugh it off? Laugh it off.
I'm just annoyed at you. I want to talk about movies.
It depends what the circumstance is. I mean, if she's slow dancing with him, I'm annoyed at Stacey because fast dancing with any dude in the bar, that's fine. But slow dancing, that's off limits.
But you're right there. So whatever the dancing taking place, you were obviously okay with.
Okay.
So if it was
so
a slow dance.
So he ends up with a chub about the whole thing.
Sure.
That's what we're talking about, Jen.
Yes. Oh, whoa.
Wait, let her show you the example. Yes. Go ahead. Show Jen the example you gave.
The chub example or the back?
Jesus.
The short of it is that
well, the long of it actually.
It depends who you're talking about. Guy would be dancing with Stacey, gets excited and places that he shouldn't be getting excited. I would not be mad at either one of them.
What if she reported that she didn't walk away immediately?
I'd be upset at Stacy, yeah. Well, okay. Actually, I think I'd be upset at Stacy for reporting it back to me. Because no good's going to come out of that.
So you just keep it to yourself?
I think, yeah. I mean, Stacey, if she tells her girlfriends, that's fine. I don't want to know about it, though. And I'm not offended by him because I think all guys know that sometimes that can happen and you have no...
It's a natural reaction.
Because my first thought was, beat the ass of that guy. But then I thought...
Why?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Then I'm like, well, he can't help it. It's not like he did it on purpose.
Well, if he stayed and he tried to make a, you know, and he was making jokes and making her uncomfortable, then that's a reason to confront him. But, I mean, if it just, I mean...
If it just happened?
If it just, you know, came to say hello, then he just...
can we just take a moment and acknowledge the airtime that clothed... male genitalia touching clothed female genitalia has taken on the show over the past
couple weeks,
Dance and the Junk Press.
I don't want to stop it here too because I want to continue this, but I want to get into the Academy Awards here in a minute. Also, I want to prove a point to women. If you're a guy, I want to put you on the voice disguiser for this, and tell us the most inopportune time that happened. And the point I'm trying to make here is, there are some times where you're not even excited. It just sort of happens. And I have been in a situation before where that happened, and it got me in a huge fight with my girlfriend because it was one of the most inappropriate times ever. She had just gotten off the phone with her mom. She was crying, and I was consoling her.
Oh, no.
And as I had my arms around her, I didn't think I was, like, getting all excited about it, but as she's crying and she's spilling her guts to me, she noticed it, and it became a big fight. I'm like, there's nothing sexual going on here. There's nothing I can do about it. But I think women need to hear from other guys that this will just happen. Mm-hmm. And it happens in the most inopportune times, and there is less than zero we can do about it.
And I just want to say these are adult male stories, because I think girls know that, you know, they've seen the classmates that came to school with their shirts tucked in, and then by the end of the day, the shirts were tucked out. So they know what that means. But I think that as an adult male, for it to still happen may be something that is educational for women.
Yes. And again, we cannot help it. Right, Brad?
Right.
Do you want to be on the voice disguiser or not?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I think it's like a guy's period. I was trying to explain it to my wife the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It just automatically just pops up. You don't have to look at nothing or nothing at all. And you can't stand it. Sometimes it'll be there for 30 minutes, 20 minutes. It just ends.
Sure,
I wish it was just 20
minutes.
It
absolutely gets on your nerves sometimes.
It's just like menstruation, except it only lasts 15 minutes. There's no cramps, there's no discomfort, and it doesn't alter your mood. But other than that, it's
absolutely
just like being on your period.
Yeah, but mine happened while I was there in church.
In church.
I was in front of everybody.
Do explain. What do you mean?
Do what now?
You said you were in church in front of everybody?
Yeah, I was up there on the altar talking to the crowd.
Oh, no.
Well, nobody noticed it, but I did. So
when it was about to happen, did you go, oh, no, oh, no?
Oh, no. Hey, damn.
Damn, boy.
I can imagine if you're taking something like a Cialis, which I think it works for like 36 hours or something like that. And the difference between Viagra and Cialis, I'm sorry, I know too much about this, is that once you take a Viagra, boom, you're ready to go. With Cialis, it's there when you need it. So you can be having a casual conversation in the office or whatever. Right.
Okay.
But as soon as it's time to perform, it happens. So I imagine if you're like on a Cialis or something like that, I mean, for 36 hours, you're a little paranoid. It can happen anytime. Anywhere. Hey, David, good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Go ahead.
Oh, hey. I think my most embarrassing one was my in-laws were spending the night, and we all know that the morning feeling, and we're just hanging out, and got the gym shorts on. That's never good.
Oh, no.
Now, what did your mother-in-law look like?
No, I gotta be honest, she's pretty hot, but...
She's hot.
It was in the morning, so that was my excuse.
Now, where were you when they saw this?
No, I was at the house, and they were out. I got out of my bedroom, and they were sitting on the couch watching TV, and I walk out. I was like, hey, good morning.
And there it was.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, this one's classic. Hey, Jody, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey, it happened during our wedding photos.
Oh, no!
No.
Is it in the pictures?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Please send us a copy. Like, just, you can black out the faces.
No, I mean, we're just sitting there. We were kind of like, you know, he made us, like, pose hugging each other. And he's like, don't back up. Don't back up.
Oh, that's really hilarious. Honey, help me.
That's awesome. Thing.
That's beautiful.
Hey, you know what? That's a testament to you.
Totally. James, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
All right, great. Now, I haven't met you at a funeral.
Oh, funeral.
Yeah, an old girlfriend. An old? Away. And we were going through the line, and just popped up.
Oh,
that
no.
is all sorts of creepy.
Yeah, yes. You must have scared the hell out of yourself.
I should be. Thank you.
Thank you. He's like, I'm going to stick a move on that one.
Yeah. See ya.
Good morning. Damon, we'll call you. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Mine happened at my children's preschool graduation.
Some things are better left unsaid.
Oh, no.
Creepy. Some story shouldn't be told.
Yes.
you need to be on the Double Voice Disguise.
Yes.
The director of the school had on a very low-cut dress, which I was to confront her about later, but I had to excuse myself.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I had a jacket. I had to excuse myself to, what's the delicate way to put this?
No, you didn't.
Take care of
me. No, you didn't.
No, I did not. Listen. I felt to secure it to myself.
So oh, you had to tie it down?
Tie it up and drop my shirt down.
Oh, so you took the belt to secure it closer to his stomach.
Yeah.
And then put the shirt over the whole deal.
All right, MacGyver, good job.
Wow. Wowie.
Yes, wow.
Woo. Lord have mercy.
Jake, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh. Well, I'm at the movies watching an action movie. And you know when you're kind of falling asleep, and you're kind of fighting it, and then, you know, he reacts.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it kind of, the movie's over. You know, I got to kind of reach down and act like I'm scratching my stomach to flip it up under the belt.
Oops.
Were you with a whole bunch of your guy friends?
Yes, I was.
Action movie with your guy friends.
Please take line one.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Ray. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hey, how's it going there, y'all? A while back, I was up at Home Depot helping this older lady get something from a shelf. And I got on the ladder and got whatever she needed. And on the way down, I didn't realize where she was. And when I turned to step off the ladder, my junk kind of landed on her shoulder. And she looked back at me like straight porno style. And then it was just ridiculous. It was a great, awkward pause.
Gee, you think?
Yeah, really?
How old was she?
She had to have been like 70.
Oh, she loved it.
She was loving it.
She told all her friends during Bunko.
Yeah, she loved it. She wasn't offended, honey. She was just like, well, thank God. Still got it.
Point I'm telling
still got it.
Is it can happen to guys anywhere, so don't get upset with your guys when it just happens in the most inappropriate time.
That's funny.
Listen, it's The Vert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, Jen brought up a really pretty interesting piece of audio from this weekend.
Yeah, it was a Broadway actress during her show called Gypsy. Her name is Patti LuPone, and she just got so upset in the middle of her performance, she starts screaming at an audience member for taking pictures. That's her singing. Click, click, I'm taking pictures. Click, click.
You heard the announcement in the beginning. You heard the announcement at intermission. Who do you think you are?
She was furious.
That's getting chewed out there.
Railed.
Just chewed out.
We were thinking whether the spotlight guy followed or not. That person that had to stand up and walk out must have been just humiliated.
They should have swung the lights.
I bet they might have. Because that would tick off a theater person.
That's like all of a sudden, those lights are 320 degrees.
Yes.
And they're on you, and you're the only one, right?
And it's like, boom.
Here's what I want to ask. Is there anybody listening right now where this has been you? You had to be escorted out in front of everybody in the audience for whatever reason.
Now,
in this case, it's like it's a camera, and you were warned, and they stopped the show, man. In midline, she stops the show, and the spotlight, goes on this audience member, and they're escorted out. But this could take a whole bunch of different forms. You're at an improv club, maybe you're at the same table where somebody's trying to heckle the comedian, and they get escorted out, and you have to go with them.
Well,
maybe you're John Rocker at the W Bucket.
Okay, there you go. On Saturday night.
Well, I don't even think it has to be a big public event, ticketed event like that, too, because Jessica has a bizarre fear that she's going to pass out at a wedding or feel like she's going to pass out and have to get up and run out during the wedding vows. Like a bizarre.
I want to know the people that have been escorted out, though. Like a security. Everything stopped. Security had to come and they had to literally take you by the shoulder or whatever and escort you out in front of a dozen, 100, 1,000 people, 12,000 if you're at a Hawks game, whatever.
My thought was if you're in the wedding party and you have that problem, they have to be walked out. They have to stop the wedding ceremony to remove you.
But that's different because, this is you've done something so wrong to where you have to be escorted out.
Who got in trouble?
Who got in trouble?
You're in violation of some rule, something.
Yes. It could be you were at a Braves game and you reached over to get a foul ball.
Oh, yeah.
They kick you out. You have to leave the stadium. Security comes down and you and your family are booted out of the stadium.
I guess it could also be for text messaging in the middle of a movie. Because, they ask you to turn off your cell phones and not text or whatever.
And they have spies in there now supposed to be looking. So if you answer your phone or something, they have to, turn off the projector, or they just know when security comes and gets you and escorts you out.
Oh, so embarrassing.
That is the walk of shame right there. 404-741-Q100. Good morning, Burt Show.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. This happened to me. In Florida, we went to a comedy club, and it was we had scored free tickets from somewhere else, and it was like 9 of us. We all went, and we got in. We stood in line like an hour long, got our table. Everything was great. The show started. And then the waitress comes around, and she's like, oh, you know, you have to buy a drink. And we're like, well, we don't drink. And like, well, there's a $20 drink minimum. And I go, well, none of us drink. We don't drink alcohol, and we're not buying drinks. And they're like, well, you have to buy something. And I'm like, well, we don't want to buy anything. We're not hungry. Wait, before we came, none of us drink alcohol, so, you know, I'll buy a Coke. And they're like, well, a Coke is only like $5, so you guys have to leave. And we're like, not leaving. We really did refuse to leave because we thought it was a ridiculous rule. And basically, the show did stop, and they put the spotlight on us. They made jokes about the people that didn't want to pay for their drinks. And literally escorted me, my friend, my mom, and her best friend. About four security had to escort us out because we were like, we're not leaving. We don't want to pay, you know, $25 or $50 for drinks. And it was the most embarrassing thing. We were in the club for maybe no longer than an hour, and we had to leave.
That's awesome.
And it was just very embarrassing.
To have them stop the entire show.
Oof,
and security has to escort you and your mom out.
And that's almost worse because you have comedians on the stage, so they're making fun of you as you're walking out.
They're heckling anyway.
Thrown out of a comedy club is never going to go well.
No.
404-741-Q100. Hey, Kayla.
Hey. Okay, so my friend is an usher for Phantom of the Opera, and he came home and he told us one night how he had to escort this one person out because they were singing with the show.
Oh.
And
that's
Phantom
great.
Has those high notes, and it was a guy trying to sing it, so it was just horrible, and he wouldn't go. So, like, they had to physically pick him up, take him out of the show. Of course he was drunk, because you don't sing Phantom sober.
Unless you're getting paid to do it on stage in front of people.
You don't even get bragging rights for that. You can't even say, I got kicked out of Phantom tonight, man. I totally hammered, dude. Yeah.
I didn't get walked out in front of people, but security walked with me out of the Sistine Chapel. In the Vatican.
Are you taking pictures or something?
Yep. You're not allowed to take pictures inside the Sistine Chapel.
Oh, I thought that was when you almost passed out.
Mm-mm.
Hey, Krista.
No, that was walking up in the thing.
Hey, Krista.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, the 96 Olympics, when they came to Atlanta, me and my friends thought it would be really funny when they did. At Centennial, they, you know, had this huge waterwork display. Well, we decided to run out in the middle of it. They stopped the show. The police came out and escorted us out of Centennial.
So they literally stopped the show for you?
Yes, and it was really bad. I was embarrassed.
Humiliating.
Hey, Caroline, you're on Q100.
Hey, guys. My boyfriend and I were at a Dodgers game. In the all-you-can-eat section, and all-you-can-eat and drink, like they have at the Braves mm-hmm. games now.
Mm-hmm.
And after several drinks and someone asking how great the seats were over there and asking if he could throw him a hot dog, he decided it would be a brilliant idea to throw a hot dog over the other team's bullpen to some guy in another section. So within about a minute, he was escorted out, and everyone in the section thoroughly booed the security guards. But, yeah. So
if I saw a flying hot dog, I would just laugh.
That you just what, laugh?
It's just laugh.
So embarrassing, though.
Why don't you kick out
especially
some guy out
if
like
you're
that?
With the guy. The guy that throws it, embarrassing, but he deserves to get thrown out. But you have to go with him as a friend.
Oh, because
I witnessed enough in my years working at Turner Field and seeing a lot of people get thrown out for, you know, after a late inning day of consumption.
Mm-hmm.
And they're guys, I've seen guys and girls abandon the person they're with. Because if you're going down that road by the fourth inning of a baseball game, right? Like, you know you're getting
there. Starting to feel your lips getting all numb.
And if you're with that person, you probably say, hey, you know what? Let's no more beers. We're cool. No more drinks. And I have one more. And you know it's coming. Then they do something foolish and get thrown out. You're like, look, I'm sitting right, no way. I'm sitting right behind the dugout watching this game. These are expensive tickets. I got a couple hot dogs invested in this. Bye-bye.
That's it.
You're Deb. The hot dog launcher. Yeah. Not me, buddy.
Hey, Deb.
Hi.
Where'd you get booted?
I got booted out of a putt-putt in Wilmington, North Carolina.
A what? A putt-putt?
How'd you do that?
We were getting the balls out of the water that the people miss, and we were just goofing off, and the manager got really mad and had the police come. And, of course, we knew the police because it was a small town at the time. And they took our picture, and it's still up, and it's been 15 years, and my picture is still up. I go home to visit my family. I cannot go to that putt-putt.
I don't understand what the violation was.
We were in the water, and you're not allowed in the water, and you're not allowed to splash around and be. We were being stupid, but we were sober. I mean, the guy said, oh, you're drunk, and we're like, no, we're sober. If we were drunk, we wouldn't be playing putt-putt right now.
That's a really good point. Hey, yeah, Lewis, good morning. You're part of the Bird Show, huh?
Hi, guys. A bunch of friends of mine, four of us, we went down to Disney World for like a four-day weekend. And this is back when we were in college. And one of my friends had too much to drink at Epcot, which is the only place you can drink on Disney property.
Really?
And we took the monorail over to Disney World, and we got kicked out of Disney World. And it's not like they just kind of like ask you to leave. Like the Disney Secret Service shows up, like literally in like dark suits and sunglasses and earpieces, and escorted us to the front gate and said, you are no longer allowed on Disney property for the next 72 hours. And the bad part was, is we were staying in a Disney hotel, and they made us change our reservations.
Oh, really? They kicked you out of the whole thing? The park, the hotel?
The whole thing. And I had friends at the park that worked there, and they actually knew the guys that did it, and they were like, yeah, we could have filed charges. Because one of the guys that was with us was just saying some horrible things to other guests while drunk. He was pretty belligerent.
And, hey, pal.
It got heated with him and an older woman who was like the mom of this kid that he was yelling at. So it was bizarre. It was just surreal.
And the thing is with Disney also is they've got their hands in everything, that if they tell you to stay out for 72 hours, you sort of get the feeling that even among 100,000 people that might be in the park,
if you show up,
that you'll get nailed.
Oh, they'll know.
They will
definitely
know.
They know everything. They've got like an extra Disney eyeball.
And if they tell you you actually have to leave the state of Florida, get off Disney property, and you have to go just to that town that's just south of Noonan. It's the court.
Hey, Amanda, go ahead. You're on Q&A.
Okay, this is so funny that you guys are talking about this. Last weekend, me and a bunch of friends from work, we decided to go to Pink Pony over there on North Crude Hills. And I took a picture of my girlfriend sitting in this guy's lap, and they shut down Pink Pony and kicked us out.
They literally stopped the music. They stopped the music. Girls stopped dancing.
They didn't even just like shut it down. I had these strippers screaming at me on the stage, telling me that you can't take pictures, yada yada. It was like this innocent picture.
Have you ever been to a strip club before? Or was that your first time?
Oh no, we go all the time.
You knew.
You're a veteran. You should know better than that.
Well, I mean, this was like 15 Jaeger bombs later. You know what I mean? And it was just a like quick snapshot. And like the guy gets on a loudspeaker, no taking pictures at the Pink Pony. And I was mortified.
Oh, I would have thrown you out too, though.
She has the voice. She, by the way, has the voice of a woman who goes to a strip club every weekend.
Oh. I was thinking the same thing in my life. All right, Eileen will be the last call. What's going on, Eileen?
When I was in college, my college boyfriend came home with me, and we went out to an all-you-can-eat sushi place, and they kicked us out because he ate too much.
What?
You can't do that.
Oh, you can't do that.
At what point do they come up to you and they say, I'm sorry, that's too much?
We were there for about 3 hours, and I already stopped. My friend stopped, and he was going strong, and they stopped serving us massive please.
I would have sued. That would have been a great lawsuit.
That's the kind of thing that if you're going to go out in handcuffs. If you're going to take me.
Yes.
I'm sorry, you've eaten too much.
This is The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Previously on The Bert Show.
She's taking matters into her own hands.
It's interesting because he had said before that he wasn't the marrying type. And, you know, if you're together, you're together. But I really feel with 100% certainty that he's going to say yes. He's the love of my life and he's terrific. I'm really excited.
And you're that sure he's going to say yes? You're that sure he's going to be as excited as you are?
I am positive.
That was us talking to Kimberly right before Christmas. She was going to propose to him on Christmas morning in front of his entire family. Well, he found out about it, and he put a stop to that, if you remember this.
And he said, don't be mad, but my dad told me what you were planning.
Oh, no.
Sold you out.
He said, you know, Kim, I love you. I want to be with you. He's like, but this isn't the time or the place to do this. But he did say, I'm not saying that it can't happen. He's just saying not right now. You know, I was kind of figuring, okay, well, maybe he's going to ask me. I thought, okay, maybe, you know, New Year's Eve, he's going to ask me. He didn't ask, but his birthday is coming up. Oh. If nothing happens before his birthday, I'm going to present it to him on his birthday.
Oh, no.
You guys are funny.
So bad. Put it off, man.
Don't do it. And this is you getting caught up on it too, right, Jen?
Yeah, I was just listening to those clips. I hadn't heard those before because I was out sick before the holidays.
Oh.
And then I was in Los Angeles when you guys followed up with her. So okay. This will be my first time actually talking to her.
Well, now you know what crazy sounds like.
Well, if you've listened.
Overly eager to go down the aisle, right, is what I would say.
And she was at this place that you used to tell us you were at, where like around every corner you thought there was a proposal. So
yeah,
there was an excitement, then a disappointment.
Yeah, I think when you've been with somebody a really long time, you start to expect that a lot more often than you do in the beginning stages. And I don't know, how long have they been together?
I can't remember. Kimberly,
years?
How long have you guys been together?
A little over 2 years.
2 years.
Maybe a little premature on the eagerness.
Well, this guy never wanted to get married in the first
place.
And
he declared, he said, I'm not the marrying type. I don't want that.
He told her straight up, that's just not for me.
But she knows different.
But that was before she came along. So yeah. Feels like it's different.
I can change him.
So she was going to wait until his birthday, which was supposed to be this weekend here. So what was your course of action going into the weekend, Kimberly?
Well, I mean, he knew that I had made plans, you know, for his birthday. I made his favorite dinner, and you know, we decided that we were just gonna stay in. Like both of us have had, you know, pretty long work weeks, and when we woke up on Sunday, like all day long, like everything was just beautiful. I mean, like we had a really nice brunch and did a little shopping, and then we came back and I made a really nice dinner for him, and you know, we had a little bit of wine, and afterward we went into the living room and we were just, you know, we're thinking about watching a movie. You know, he's like, oh, let's watch a movie, and I said, oh, you know, I'd rather spend some time with you. And I went to go where I was hiding my engagement ring in the audio cabinet.
Your engagement ring?
No, his I got him a man engagement ring, like
okay.
a
oh.
like an engagement ring for him.
Yeah,
that makes sense if you're the one proposing.
Yeah. Sure, that's good and emasculating.
It's really nice, though. I mean, it's a beautiful. It's titanium. I mean, it's a gorgeous ring. Like, it's a very manly ring. It's not.
And
does that
go on his finger, or does it go tightly around his testicles?
He has no testicles left.
No, it goes on his finger.
Okay.
Not funny. So he saw me going in the cabinet, and I turned around, and he's like, "Stop." He's like, "If you are going to do what I think you're going to do," he's like, "don't do it."
Really?
And I was like, "You have no idea what I'm going to do." And he's like, "I think I have a pretty good idea." He's like, "I love you, Kim. I want to be with you." He's like, "But don't do this." And I immediately, felt like, I mean, he knew what I was going to do, but he chopped me off. I mean, like, right at the knees. He's like, "Just don't even ask. Don't even bring it up." And I didn't want to, I didn't want to argue with him about it, but I really wanted to know. You know, I said, right around Christmas when I asked him, when I was going to ask him before, he said, "It's not like I don't ever want to get married. I just can't think about it right now." And so I asked him, I said, "Well, when I was going to ask you on Christmas, that morning when we were talking, you know, you said that you were in love with me and I was, you know, never like any other girl that you dated and you saw your future with me. You know, were you just, you know, yanking my chain, as my grandpa says, or are you telling the truth?" And he said, "You know, I want to be with you again." He's like, "I'm not saying never," which is a little in because he used to say never. You know, he's like, "I'm not ready to get married right now."
That's the equivalent of the "I don't love you that way, but you do love me." Like,
but
you took.
I don't know about that, because why not just break up with me? I mean, if he wants to be single, which he doesn't, because like I said, everything in our relationship has been, I've waited basically for every move from him. Like, he told me I love you first. He's the one who said that he wanted to move in. You know, like, I let him set the pace, but when it came around to actually getting married, because of what he'd said before, I thought, you know, I'd take that chance. And it's not that I want to change him. I don't want to change him. I want,
yes, you
and like
can.
I said before, I wanted to be very clear. I don't want just a wedding. A lot of women just want this huge wedding. I don't want that. I just want to be married to him, you know, if we're going to have kids.
But the relationship is sort of going that way naturally. Why do you keep pushing it? You just said he's the one that said I love you. He's the one that moved in with you. So he's showing you how much he loves you, and he's showing you that he can commit. So why are you pushing it so much? Why can't you let it happen naturally?
Well, I don't want to... I hate to use that word push, because it makes it sound like, you know, like I'm...
Pushing?
No, like intentionally trying to, you know, manipulate him into something. And I'm not. I guess I just want to know. You know what I mean? It's really vague. It's to say, "Oh, I'm not ready now, but maybe in a couple of years."
Well,
maybe in a couple of years. I mean, so...
Okay, well, if it's your standard that after 2 years you want to be married, and he says he's not, then are you going to just give in? That's the decision that you have to make. If he's not ready to get married, he's setting his boundaries with you, and you have to then set your boundaries with him. And if it doesn't live up to your expectations, then you've either got to change what your expectations are, and, you know, hopefully without losing a little bit of yourself in the meantime. But you've also got to realize, like, if this is your line in the sand, then you have to stick to it.
Are you prepared to lose?
Because if you feel like you've been bullied, like if you've been pushed by, it's only been about his pace or his demands, you'll always resent him for that.
Well, I don't feel like, I mean, I don't, I want to really be clear. Like, he's not, I don't feel like I have to get married to him right now. Like, I'm not saying, that was part of the, well, I didn't even bring it up, but I was thinking in my head, even if we're engaged for like 3 years, it's still another level of commitment that I know something's going to happen.
Hence the promise ring.
Do
this
you
is
get,
a great example
yeah,
of why
like,
guys
I'd be
give
happy
the promise
with, you know,
ring.
And I'd be happy with that. We haven't talked about it since then, but it's really just, it's not that I want to be married like right now. I have to get married right now. I want that next level. You know, and it doesn't.
You're tired,
like,
of being called a girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what are you? What a promise friend? Like, if you just get the promise ring, then what are you?
Yeah, that's fine.
fine.
You could be fiancé.
And once you're out of middle school, then what is that called?
But a promise ring is not an engagement, so you're not a fiancé at that point.
Well, you know, it's interesting because my sister got a promise ring before she got an engagement ring because her now husband, at the time, he didn't have any money. And he's like, I want to buy you a nice ring, but I can't. This is a promise to let you know that, you know, when things are better for me financially, I will ask you to marry me. And it was beautiful.
So what? But what did she... Bert's point is you just said you want to be go to the next level. You don't just want to be a girlfriend. But if you're not wearing an official engagement ring, then how do you introduce yourself?
You know, it doesn't. That's my point. I don't really care, like, so much what other people think. Like, honestly, I'll tell you the truth. Like, there are people at my work who think that we're already engaged, and they call him my fiancé, and I don't correct them. You know, because I know that we're together. I mean, I don't wear an engagement ring, but they say, oh, you're fiancé. You know, and it's because everybody knows us together.
But Kimberly, I mean, I think Jan probably broke it down with common sense to you. Here's the deal. You have a timetable in your mind, okay? That's Exhibit A. Exhibit B is you have a guy that loves you and is showing you that and is giving you everything you want, except he's not on the same timetable as you are. So here's common sense. Are you ready to cut yourself loose and allow this guy to take off based on your timetable? Are you sacrificing too much of yourself right now?
I would say, like, as of today, I would say no. But if it's within 2 years, I would say absolutely.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a world of difference, though. So why
push? Well, not
push
really, though, because that was, like I said, I didn't mention it because I didn't want to press the issue, but I've known couples who've been engaged for like 5 years.
But you just said, listen. Take the emotion out of it. You just said in 2 years you'll really feel like you're being taken advantage of. You're not there right now. So stop proposing to him.
Well, I
proposing to him.
I think that she's not being completely honest when she says mm-hmm. it's 2 years. I think she wants it now or maybe within a year from now to be married to him. And there's nothing wrong with that, but he's not on the same page. So you just have to realize, are you going to sacrifice yourself too much if you wait around, or are you okay to wait around?
Like I said, I mean, I think my limit would be 2 years.
It's going to be 2 weeks.
Okay, if we're engaged by, you know, by the time I'm 28.
Do you see this calendar that's always going on in women's minds?
Right,
like
bizarre.
That we have to.
And in some cases, I said I agree with it. Like, I mean, if you've been engaged for a long time and you feel like at this point it's time for you to cut your losses because you're really not sure if he's going to propose or not, then I do think that you should have a timetable in your mind. Mm-hmm. But if he's not anywhere near that yet, then why are you even stressing yourself out about it?
Well, it's not so much that I'm stressing myself out as it is that I'm just hopeful. You know, when he said to me, he said, it's not that I, and he has never, ever said anything before, which makes me think, I mean, positive towards marriage, which makes me think that he is leaning towards me, like wanting to do it sooner. Like I said, I mean, I'm not the nagging girl, like, where's my ring? Where's my ring? Oh, bringing home bridal magazines
well,
and
yes,
all
you
that.
Are.
You're kind of
yes,
being like that in a
yeah,
subtle
you're,
way.
You're,
yes, you are.
You're crazier than that because you're not bringing home bridal maids ring or magazines. You're bringing home rings to put on his finger.
Hey, Ronnie, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
Okay.
All right, my opinion is I think this girl is pushing it to the limit that this guy's just going to leave.
Agreed.
Because, yeah, she sounds desperate. I mean, she's not desperate. I know a couple of guys that need papers, you know. They'll marry her right away.
Kim, so what is your next course of action here? You going to just, now you sit back and you wait?
Yeah, I'm not going to ask him again. I'm going to wait. I'm going to give him, like, another 2 years, and then I have to do what I have to do, you know?
Well,
I mean, it can't just be all about, like, what he wants.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. I think you've got to come up with your... You know, what you have in your mind and go with that.
But, that's it.
But at this point, you've still got 2 years, you said, until
yeah.
that happens.
She wants it sooner than 2 years.
2 years from now.
Yeah,
you're
if you're pulling out a ring twice in a month.
Right.
Yeah.
You're never going to make it
she
to 2 years.
She wants it tomorrow.
Oh,
I'm not going to ask him again.
That'd be crazy.
Thanks for the update, Kim.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
This is The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Previously on the Burt Show.
I'm a musician. I've been in bands since I was 16. I had a high school sweetheart, and we used to play Extreme all the time. My band played it. It was our song.
Yeah.
Anytime that comes on, it just kills me. And we broke up when I was 17. I'm 34 now. I don't think a day has gone by where I haven't think about it. I'm still in love.
Oh.
I've tried to find her a million times on MySpace, Facebook, and all that stuff, and I can't never find her.
All right, so that was Craig a couple of weeks ago, and we sort of accidentally fell into that conversation with him. And then he sent us an email saying that, yeah, for 17 years, he's been thinking about the same girl for 17 years, just in a different place in his life, and I think he ended up dumping her, right? Yeah. And he moved on with his dumbest thing I ever did.
I dumped her.
And then
I'm a
for
dumper.
17 years, he's been thinking about her. Mm-hmm. So we sort of latched on to the story, and we gave all the information over to Blue Dog Investigations, and between them and Tracy, we've been trying to track her down.
Because he had looked for her before on like MySpace and Facebook and stuff like that and just couldn't find her.
Craig, I'm here to tell you that we found her.
Yeah, I hear that.
And she's willing to come on with us tomorrow.
Wow.
That'll make you crap yourself, won't it?
Are you prepared for the news either way? Like if she's married or taken or what?
Yeah, I'm a big boy. I mean, I'm prepared for it either way. But, you know, I sure would like it to go in my favor.
Now, when you say in my favor, what would that mean?
Available and maybe willing to, you know, meet or go out. Just see, you know, see where. I just want to, you know, catch up and see where she's at and if, you know, it may turn into something. I don't know.
Now, this is going to be a little different than how we normally do the one that got away, because normally the person that we call and find doesn't know who has been looking for them.
Right, but she was a little bit skeptical, so I did tell her exactly who was looking for her. She did ask me what to expect when she comes on the air tomorrow.
Oh, God.
And I didn't exactly tell her the whole truth. She does know. She heard. She wanted to hear Craig on the air. So I sent her the very first time we talked to Craig, which was when he was talking about the song that he couldn't listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of has a general idea, but I don't think she knows that you still might want a chance with her.
Right.
So she probably assumes that, though. Wouldn't you? Like, if you got this phone call from a radio station, you know what I'm saying? Like, and there was some guy looking for you, wouldn't you sort of automatically think there was a romantic interest involved?
Maybe, except I just told her we just kind of want to know what she's up to.
Gotcha. Oh.
Especially,
Whoops.
Especially with, you know, the basis of this relationship being extreme more than words. Like,
it's true. Why would you do that to him?
What?
Dagger in the heart. Mm. Now, you did give us the 10 questions that you really would like answered from her tomorrow, right?
I did, yeah.
And I did tell her that you would have a list of 10 questions. I didn't exactly tell her what type of 10 questions.
Now, are these going to... Will this be more wearing? Uncomfortable for him to ask her the 10 or for us to ask the 10?
I don't know.
Because didn't I see, like, one, do you have any regrets in your life? Which would seem odd coming from him.
I mean, I think based on the list of 10 questions, that it's pretty obvious that he still has feelings for her. So, I mean, because usually when we do this, they're kind of generic enough questions to where it could be anybody from your past looking for you. And in Craig's initial email, didn't you even send me, like, a whole message you wanted passed on to her?
Yes, I did. I just wanted her to know that, even though I just wanted her to know that I wasn't that same person that, you know, when we broke up. And so.
Well, let's do this. Let's go into it tomorrow with the 10 questions. And then I think you could sort of improvise your way around those and tell her the things you want to tell her.
Right. And just to correct, she did break up with me, but it was my fault. The breakup was my fault.
Okay. And you were how old at the time?
I was 17.
17. So, I mean, you do a lot of stupid things at 17 years old.
Yeah, I was really stupid.
Are you going to work on a poem or something? Or, like, are you going to have anything prepared to share with her tomorrow, or are you just going to try to wing it?
I'm just going to wing it.
Mm. I'm curious about the breakup part of the whole thing. Did you end up like messing around on her with one of her 17-year-old friends?
Well,
that's an affirmative.
Yes.
Yeah, I did something stupid.
You screwed around with one of her friends.
Well, I in that
sister.
One of her friends.
Sister.
No.
Oh.
I thought you had some insight.
Oh, no. I was like, just trying to guess.
Mom?
Oh, God, no.
Brother?
Cousin?
I mean, obviously it was something so bad that you're thinking that even 17 years later she might still hold a grudge?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm making a bigger deal about it than she is, but... than she would. I don't know.
Well,
can you tell us today?
Yeah, let us be the judge of that. What is it?
I kissed another girl, and that was about it. But at the time, it was really, it was devastating. And it was actually my best friend's sister.
Your best friend's sister, you kissed her. She's not going to think that.
Did you?
It's 17. It's 17.
Did
years
you confess? Did you confess to your girlfriend, or did she find out somehow?
She found out somehow.
Oh boy. Oh yeah, you never forget the first time you got cheated on. That's awesome.
And, you know, and it was particularly bad because I was really her first boyfriend. I mean, she was actually dating a friend of mine, and. They dated for a few weeks and broke up, but, you know, it wasn't, I was her first long-term, you know, boyfriend.
What is defined as long-term at 17 years old?
I think we dated for probably a year and a half.
Okay.
That is pretty long-term for being that young, in high school.
Yeah.
And then do you have a current picture of yourself that you'd be willing to send to her?
Sure.
Because if anybody from my high school years reached out to me, I would want to know how they aged.
Yeah. I'd say clothed.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, in my mind, In my mind, you've probably put on 30 pounds and...
And you're bald.
You might not have hair. Yeah.
That's what Facebook is for.
I don't think I changed that much, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, none of us do.
Which is,
yeah, just for the record, I don't think I've changed that much either until I try to put on my graduation gown.
All right, Craig, so tomorrow morning, right around this time, about 8:45, we will get her on. We'll have the 10 questions that you want answered, and then we'll improvise our way around those also, and we'll find out what happens tomorrow.
Okay, I appreciate it,
Bridget. Sure, but one way or another, you'll know. I mean, what's going on in her life, and if there's a shot there, some closure.
Yeah, some closure, maybe have some peace with it, and be able to either bring her back into your life or let her go.
Right. If not, I'll just have to fight Stifler for Jen.
There you go.
Well, there's not much of a fight.
It's the Bert Show. Here, Bert Show.
Jane just called in out of nowhere and is setting up a sting operation on her 16-year-old daughter.
Oh, wow. Fab. Today?
I don't know.
Hi.
Hi, Jane. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Love you guys.
Awesome. Well,
Thank you.
It looks like we love you, too.
I'm impressed with a sting operation.
I have big plans for the weekend.
What's going on?
Well, my daughter's been dating a guy for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And about 6 months ago, he got his license. So this weekend is the first time that his parents are allowing him to drive to our house to pick up my daughter to take her on the date.
Okay.
So they have told us that they're going to be going to the movies. Well, no problem. But Tuesday, I found a note in her binder written to him that said, "Can't wait for the movies this weekend, ... not can't wait for what we're really doing."
No way.
Oh, no.
She has no idea that I found the note.
Aha!
I have gotten in touch with several of my girlfriends, and we have got a full-blown sting operation.
Love it.
Like, what's the plans?
Yeah.
Well, my husband's in on it, too, so he's going to... I'm going to tell them I'm going out with my girlfriends. He's going to let me know when they leave the house. We're going to be sitting at the edge of the neighborhood. We've got a whole map planned out where my two girlfriends are going to be sitting in case for whichever way that they go. We're going to follow them and bust them right in the middle of what they're doing.
I would so go with one of my friends to go bust their child. You know, like an adult sting operation. That'd be fun.
So you're going to, effectively, I mean, if we're talking militarily,
mm-hmm.
You're setting up a perimeter around your neighborhood, and as they pass through that perimeter, you just...
She has to have some kind of night vision, too. There's got to be like...
We've got a big spotlight, Hunter spotlight that we're going to be using, and we're all going to be dressed in black with hats on.
No, you're not.
Sweet. Oh, yeah.
Now, just out of curiosity...
The exciting thing that's happened to us in a long time.
I mean, this is fun for them. Yeah, this is like, great.
This is exciting. Yeah.
Do you have any indication what, like, are they going back to his house or are they going to just park the car somewhere? Obviously,
I know they're not going to where they said they were going to go.
That's where they're the sting operation. They're like undercover cops in the middle of the night drinking coffee and eating pistachios in their car.
That's too funny.
I don't know. There's some movie head pistachios.
I'm just remembering back in my teenage days when I used to say I was going to the movies and I didn't, and the stress of trying to tell your parents what the movie was about when you didn't see it. Oh, your daughter's like doing a lot of research.
I'm hoping that they do what they say they're going to do, but it's not looking like they're going to.
Well, if they've been dating for a year and she's how old?
She's 16.
And he's how old?
16.
You know what they're going to do.
Uh-huh.
Now, let me ask. Let's play hypothetical here.
I can't wait to see what Jim was saying or insinuating. Uh-huh. Then the timing of when you're going to shine the Hunter spotlight on him is very important.
That could ruin him for life.
Now, listen, scar her too.
I'm just going to throw a little wrinkle in here because perhaps they are truly going to the movies. It's what they're going to do when they're in the movies. Like the joke could be, hey, we're going to go to the movies, but... Like, they don't care what they're seeing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, they'll be in the back. Just make out in the back.
Right, but, they'll be in the back row of Wally or whatever doing what they do. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Well, I think this is Joanna. More of her and her girlfriends having an excuse to go out and do something different. Like, it's the reason I'm laughing is because her and her husband being in on this and everything, it just sounds like half of this is just going to be them having an adventure. You know?
Hey, Jane?
Yes.
Oh, no, this is Joanna. Can you bring both of them up, John? Is that possible? Hey, Jane?
Yes, I'm here.
Will there be any sort of walkie-talkie involved?
Okay, we've all got walkie-talkies.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Face paint.
Hey, Joanna, what's going on?
Not a lot. I just wanted to say that every single teenage girl listening is freaking out that her parents are going to be doing this.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's good. But so
they should be lying to their parents.
Yeah. I know that my parents never did anything like that when I was younger, so congrats.
Thank you.
Did she really mean that?
I don't know if that was a nice...
I mean, I know you're 16, and you're 16 and everything, but, I mean, you still... You know, they're your parents, so I'm on the mama side today.
And you know what I am pleased to find out this morning? Huh. Is that teenagers still write notes. Because she busted her with that note that they were writing back and forth. I thought they just texted each other.
Not anymore, they don't. Hey, Jane, hold
That's
on, okay?
That's awesome.
Okay.
Hold on.
They still pass notes.
We want to check in with you on Monday, and I might want to pick you back up in case more questions come up. But I don't know if this is advice or what, but I got to take another call on the voice disguiser. So hold on, okay?
All right,
hold on. Hey, Tim?
Yeah.
Hey, this conversation is taking an interesting direction. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to let her know and give her a little bit of advice. My 16-year-old daughter visited the Walmart parking lot with her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I now have a 7-month-old grandson, which I love tremendously, but have them stake out the Walmart parking lot.
That's the place to go.
There's a lot of trauma.
So you're like a Walmart child.
Yeah.
Walmart babies.
You're gonna
Walmart baby, but he is precious.
We are going to have to.
I wouldn't trade him for the world, even though it was early and you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure he's adorable, but can you just, as a family, decide to change the story of the conception? Because that kid's destined for, I mean... Even not using the secret.
God, that's another topic for another time. Is how did you lie to your kid about how you were conceived?
We've laughed about it. I mean, since it happened, but that we have a Walmart baby. But mm-hmm. the thing about it is which is kind of funny, is my family, and this is no exaggeration, none whatsoever, makes a daily trip to Walmart. A daily trip to Walmart.
Why?
I don't know. My wife goes there every day.
Oh, just for shopping, not.
Yeah, she buys. You know, she doesn't buy in bulk.
Not for play.
Yeah. Not to sit in the car.
The Walmart experience, as we call it.
Just out of curiosity.
Is that a new ride at Disney?
A real Walmart experience.
Just out of curiosity, Tim, do you know the exact parking spot?
No,
dude.
I don't know.
Oh my God!
All right, thanks.
Yeah, thank God.
It's marked.
I think they knew that we weren't there.
Thanks for the call. Okay.
All right.
All right. Hey, Jane.
Hi.
Hey, we're going to check back in with you on Monday, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. Good luck.
Have fun.
Weekend.
Hold on the line. Have you given them your phone number yet?
Yeah, I have.
And okay, have your husband take pictures of y'all in a group, you know, your gang photo with your black and the hats and the, you know.
Okay. Please use face paint.
Mom squad. The mom squad.
Yeah, y'all need code names, too. Like, everyone
funny.
Needs to be somebody else.
Yeah, you
Alpha
have to be
move. Alpha eagle. Eagle. The eagle is landing.
Walker, yeah. Texas. Walker to Texas. Ranger.
Here, Bird Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots. Live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.